4. The mystery of God. The infinity of the perfection of God is such that it eternally constitutes a mystery. And the greatest of all the unfathomable mysteries of God is the phenomenon of the divine indwelling of mortal minds. The manner in which the Universal Father sojourns with the creatures of time is the most profound of all universe mysteries. The divine presence in the mind of man is the mystery of mysteries. The physical bodies of mortals are the temples of God. Notwithstanding that the Sovereign Creator's sons come near the creatures of their inhabited worlds and draw all men to themselves, though they stand at the door of consciousness and knock and delight to come into all who will open the doors of their hearts, although there does exist this intimate personal communion between the Creator's sons and their mortal creatures, nevertheless, mortal men have something from God Himself which actually dwells within them. Their bodies are the temples thereof. When you are through down here, when your course has been run in temporary form on earth, when your trial trip in the flesh is finished, when the dust that composes the mortal tabernacle returns to the earth whence it came, then, it is revealed, the indwelling spirit shall return to God who gave it. There sojourns within each mortal being of this planet a fragment of God, a part and parcel of divinity. It is not yet yours by right of possession, but it is designedly intended to be one with you if you survive the mortal existence. We are constantly confronted with this mystery of God. We are nonplussed by the increasing unfolding of the endless panorama of the truth of His infinite goodness, endless mercy, matchless wisdom, and superb character. The divine mystery consists in the inherent difference which exists between the finite and the infinite, the temporal and the eternal, the time-space creature and the universal creator, the material and the spiritual, the imperfection of man and the perfection of paradise deity. The God of universal love unfailingly manifests Himself to every one of His creatures up to the fullness of that creature's capacity to spiritually grasp the qualities of divine truth, beauty, and goodness. To every spirit being and to every mortal creature in every sphere and on every world of the universe of universes, the Universal Father reveals all of His gracious and divine self that can be discerned or comprehended by such spirit beings and by such mortal creatures. God is no respecter of persons, either spiritual or material. The divine presence which any child of the universe enjoys at any given moment is limited only by the capacity of such a creature to receive and to discern the spirit actualities of the supermaterial world. As a reality in human spiritual experience, God is not a mystery. But when an attempt is made to make plain the realities of the spirit world to the physical minds of the material order, mystery appears, mystery so subtle and so profound that only the faith grasp of the God, knowing mortal can achieve the philosophic miracle of the recognition of the infinite by the finite, the discernment of the eternal God by the evolving mortals of the material worlds of time and space.